everybody, and welcome to English for You. I'm Kat.
I'm Chi-Chi.
And today we're talking about something fun.
Yay.
Traveling. Yeah. Do you like to travel?
Yeah.
Me too.
Where have you traveled to in Taiwan?
In Taiwan? Well, lots of places. I think I've traveled to all the cities on the eastern side.
Ooh.
And Hualien. And I still want to go to, like, Green Island and Taichung.
I haven't even been to Green Island yet.
Oh, cool. Well,
maybe we should go together.
Oh, that would be cool. Okay. What's some other places you've gone to?
Las Vegas.
Cool.
New York, the Grand Canyon, something like that.
Awesome.
I would like to go there again. What about you?
I would love to go to some of those places. However, I'm a little bit wary about the crowds.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think those places might be kind of crowded?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So actually, that's what we're talking about today. Like, why are some places that we travel to so crowded? Mm-hmm. We're actually talking about the thing that makes this happen. So let's find out what we're talking about.
Reading.
The challenges of overtourism. Most people think travel is a fun and enjoyable activity. We go on vacations not only to take a break from our daily responsibilities, but to experience another country's culture. Tourism has brought income to popular spots, as well as helped pay for the repair of some historic sites. However,It's a mistake to think that the industry only brings advantages. For decades, tourism has been increasing at a rapid rate, often leading to too many visitors in specific locations. In many places, over-tourism is causing more problems than benefits. One serious problem includes tourists not being able to gain entrance to sites.Due to crowds or traffic. Additionally, most of the negative effects of over-tourism affect local environments and economies. Crowds may scare away local wild animals, and too much foot traffic may damage ancient structures or natural sites. In cities, many apartments become homestays like Airbnb.This results in apartment rents increasing too high for locals to afford. In fact, landlords in some cities have even stopped renting apartments to locals because tourists will pay more.
Okay, so today's article starts off by talking about travel, of course. Most people think travel is a fun and enjoyable activity.So here we see our first vocab word of the day, which is enjoyable. Enjoyable is an adjective meaning something you can enjoy. You can relax and have a good time without having to worry about other things. That makes life enjoyable. So an example of this would be, reading is always enjoyable for me because I can lose myself in the worlds of my books.
Okay, 所以我们来看一下 enjoyable 这个字，它就是有乐趣的意思。It's an adjective. 所以大部分的人都觉得旅行是一件非常有乐趣的事情哦。我们就知道 enjoy 就是去享受一件事情嘛。所以变成形容词 ,we just add able at the end of the word. 我们就会变成一个形容词。那么再来看两个例句哦。They spent an enjoyable evening at the park.
Oh, that sounds nice.
I think games can make learning more enjoyable.
For sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anything that you can enjoy is enjoyable. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Something you can do is da-da-da-able.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we go on talking about vacations. We go on vacations not only to take a break from our daily responsibilities, but to experience another country's culture. Of course, yeah. I mean, I would always want to experience the culture of another place if I'm going there. Not just stay at some resort and just...sit there the whole time. That would be boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's another word that we want to know. Responsibility. That's a noun that is something you must do or something you have to take care of. So these can be things like homework, chores, going to school, going to work, checking in with our family and friends, other things we need to do. Anything you feel like, I gotta do this thing. That's a responsibility. Yeah. So wouldn't it be nice to not have any responsibilities? So that's why we go on vacation. That's what vacation is for, going away from our responsibilities. So here's an example sentence. The responsibilities of Stella's job are making her really stressed out, and she doesn't feel like she has the energy for other things in her life.
OK, 那我们来看一下 responsibility 这个字，它非常的好记嘛，因为我们的形容词就是 responsible。那当你对什么东西需要负责，它就是一个责任哦。好，那我们来看一下下面一个例句。With her new job, she has taken on more responsibility. 随着她的新工作，她就承担了更多的责任。And as an adjective, we often say be responsible for something. 那我们就再造一个句子哦。There seems to be evidence showing that Victor was responsible for Connor's death.
Really?
所以有证据显示 Victor 对 Connor 的死要负责。
So that means Victor killed Connor. Oh, that's not good. Yeah. So we have actually a grammar point in here too, which is interesting, which is like not only A but B, not only this but this.Not only A, but B shows that this first thing is true, A is true, but it's not the only thing, B is also true. We make this shorter by saying, not only A, but B. He's not only smart, but also kind. He's not only smart, but kind. Make sure you put the same kind of subject after not only and but. Like, she's not only noun, but also noun. She's not only an adjective, but also adjective. You can not only sing, you can also draw. That's an example of a verb.
好，那我们来看一下刚刚 Cat 老师说到的对等连接词 not only but also 或者是 not only but 它就是不仅而且的意思，所以文章的意思就是指说啊，我们去旅游不但可以让我们跳脱日常的职责去休息一下，也可以去体验其他国家的文化。那我们来造一个句子哦。 The bread not only smells good but also tastes good， 所以面包不但很香又很好吃，那么 also 是可以省略的，那你要写也是可以。那我们看一下第二个句子。She's not only a great singer, but also a good actress. 她不仅是个好歌手，也是个好演员。那其他会有一些常见的对等连接词，还有 both A and B, or neither A nor B, 这些都算是。好，那我们再看一个例句哦。Not only Maria, but also Camilla is from America. 那它意思就是等于 both Maria and Camilla are from America. 两个人都是来自美国。
Okay, so back to the article. Now we're talking about something called tourism. Tourism has brought income to popular spots, as well as helped pay for the repair of some historic sites. So what is tourism then? Tourism is actually the idea that people come to visit a certain place and stay around to see the best parts of it, but not to live, go to school, or work there. If you're a person who does tourism, you're called a tourist.Tourists usually go see the places that are on travel websites, like famous buildings and museums, parks, restaurants, I don't know, what other kind of places. They can actually help bring a lot of money to a country, especially if you're going somewhere which...is known for having a lot of different places that you might go to see as a tourist. Maybe tourism is a really, really big part of their economy. So here's an example. Tourism to this part of the country has increased a lot since the local villages started accepting visitors. Oh, that sounds like an interesting place to go.
So let's talk about tourism 这一个字。这一个字就是旅游业、观光业的意思。它也很好记嘛，因为 T-O-U-R 就是有旅游的意思。那你变成 tourism 就是变也是一个名词，就是旅游业的意思。那么观光客，刚刚 Kat 老师有提到就是 tourist。那我们再来看下面几个例句。Tourism has replaced agriculture as the country's main industry. 旅游业取代农业成为该国的主要产业。Or...You will come across a lot of Korean tourists here. 你会在这边遇到很多韩国的游客 maybe in Taiwan, I think.
Yeah, I think I've seen a lot of them in Jiufen. Yeah.
And 观光景点我们英文也可以说 tourist site or tourist attraction.
So here's this word, site, which Chi just said. Site is a noun which is a place which is interesting for a particular reason or has a particular purpose. Maybe you know this word from website, which is a place on the internet. Here we can call these kinds of places, these real-life places, tourist sites or historical sites. So that means their reason for being there, if it's a tourist site, is so tourists can go.Or if it's a historical site, so they can be preserved as part of history and people can go see them. And here we see another grammar point, which is as well as. This is a nice little conjunction phrase. It's another way to say and between two phrases or when you want to emphasize the two things you're talking about equally. He wants to eat pasta and pizza. He wants to eat pasta as well as pizza. He must be really hungry.
Yeah. 所以 as well as 刚刚 Kat 老师提到嘛，就跟我们前面讲到对等连接词一样的用法 ，as well as 也是有 and 的意思，就是和的意思，两者都。那我们再来看下面哦。所以 tourism has brought income to popular spots as well as helped pay for the repair of some historic sites.、Mm-hmm. 所以这边的这句话我们再重复一次，它的中文意思就是旅游业呢不仅增加热门景点的收入。也帮忙支付了历史遗迹的修建费用。
Mm-hmm. So it seems like it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, it's a mistake to think that the industry only brings advantages.
Why?
Oh, because there's so many disadvantages. Remember we were talking about places being crowded? Mm-hmm. Well, now we're gonna expand on that mm-hmm. more. Okay. So for decades, that means for tens of years, mm-hmm. tourism has been increasing at a rapid rate.Often leading to too many visitors in specific locations. Mm. Okay, so here we see another word for place, which is location. Location is a noun that it's more like a way to say where something is. Where is your location? Location can often be more specific than place. Like, it's a certain point on a map. Sometimes they mean the same thing, though. So here's an example of how we can use it.The criminal's location has been found, so now we can go and arrest him.
So location 就是地点位置的意思 It's a noun, and the verb form of this word is locate. We often say be located in somewhere. It can also mean to discover the exact position of something.
Mm-hmm.
And we also see lead to in that last sentence.
That's right. So another word...A phrasal verb that we mm-hmm. see here is lead to. Lead to can mean it's a road that goes somewhere, but here it means it causes something else. Mm-hmm. So leading to too many visitors equals causing too many visitors. Or some, for example, eating a lot of sugar can lead to health problems. Mm-hmm. Means you don't have health problems now, but if you eat a lot of sugar, it might cause you to have mm-hmm. some.
Mm-hmm. 所以就是导致的意思嘛。所以几十年来旅游业一直在快速的增长，就会导致特定地区游客会变很多、mm-hmm. 太多了
too many、yeah. yep. So now what is this called when you have too many visitors、mm-hmm. It's called over tourism.
Oh
yeah, so in many places over tourism is causing more problems than benefits. But what do we mean by benefit? Benefit is another vocab word, which is a noun. It means something good that happens because of something else. Remember I said too much sugar causes health problems? Well, eating better foods will bring you a lot of healthBenefits! Another word for benefit is advantage. Like, if something gives you an advantage, mm-hmm. maybe you get an edge over something else. Unfortunately, though, over-tourism seems not to be causing too many good things to happen.
好，那我们来讲一下 benefit 这个字，它就是好处、益处的意思。所以在很多地方，过度观光 over-tourism 造成的问题其实比好处还要多，问题比较多。那所以 benefit is used as a noun here in our article,、mm-hmm. but it can be used as a verb as well.Which means to receive a benefit or to bring advantage to something. 刚刚 Kat 老师有提到。So let's make a sentence with the noun form.、Mm. What are the health benefits of drinking milk?
Hey, strong bones. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And as a verb, the law will benefit the poor. 法律可以帮助到贫穷人家。那所以如果从哪里收获，我们就用 to benefit from or by somewhere or something. 譬如说Perry's oil company benefited from the rising price of crude oil.、嗯、就是 Perry 的石油公司受益了因为原油价格上涨。
Mm-hmm. So if it's causing more problems than benefits, wonder what those、mm-hmm. problems are. Well, the article says one serious problem includes tourists not being able to gain entrance to sites due to crowds or traffic.、Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they're not able to go into these places. And here we see the phrase due to. Due to is another way to say because of. Due means you have to give somebody something. And in this case, it would be giving credit for this thing that is happening. It could be good or bad.In this case, it's bad, but another good way we can use it is she got her award due to her hard work. But a bad way might be he was very tired due to not sleeping well.
耶、yeah, 所以我们来讲一下 due to 这个字它就是由于的意思那么后面是放上名词不会放句子哦好那么再看一个句子 My flight was cancelled due to bad weather So you see bad weather is a noun here It's used as a noun 所以这边整个是个名词嘛所以天气不好我的航班就被取消所以我们前道又有提到 tourist site 这边就是指景点的意思哦、
mm-hmm. So another problem isAdditionally, most of the negative effects of over-tourism affect local environments and economies. So here's another word we need to know, additionally. Additionally is an adverb that can mean also, to, or in addition to. From the word add, add means like two plus two. Addition, which means put something else on top of what you already have, or plus.So they're adding one more fact on top of the last one to show you how over-tourism can affect certain places. This is a really useful adverb, additionally, for the beginning of a sentence. So here's an example. I studied Japanese in university for 3 years, period. Additionally, I spent a year in Japan to go to school there.
好，我们来看一下 additionally 这一个字，它就是此外的意思，所以它很好记嘛。你看前面 add add 就是有加，所以当你加东西，它就是此外，所以它就是一个副词。那它是从 additional add 这些字来的 ，which means extra 就是有额外的附加的意思哦。那我们来看一下下面的句子哦。I like brownies. Additionally, I enjoy having ice cream. 我喜欢 brownies， 那我也很喜欢冰淇淋。那我们再把它，也可以把它改成啊 ，I like brownies. In addition, I enjoy having ice cream. Or, in addition to brownies, I enjoy having ice cream.
Okay, so now we're talking about how over-tourism affects local environments and economies. So here, this word economy is an important one to know. It's a noun that means the system of how money goes around in a certain place, like in a country.If you have a strong economy, that means that money is going evenly to most people, a lot of people have jobs, your money has enough power to buy things, so you're not panicking over like, I don't have enough money, or my job doesn't pay me enough, that kind of thing. So tourism can put a lot of money into an economy, but over-tourism can actually make things unbalanced. Yeah, so it's not great.
Yeah, 所以我们来看一下。Economy 这一个字就是经济，所以观光客太多进不到景点这个问题，过度观光不仅影响了经济，也影响了环境。So it's a really bad thing.
Yeah, it's not great. Mm-hmm. So crowds may scare away local wild animals, and too much foot traffic may damage ancient structures or natural sites. So those are two more really bad things. Yeah. If you don't have animals and if you're destroying natural sites, then that's not great. Mm-hmm. So scare away here, we're talking about scaring away animals. When you're scared or shocked by something and you don't want to be there anymore, then you leave. And that thing has scared you away. So animals, they don't want to be around loud noises and crowds. So they go to different places farther away. Mm-hmm. That means they've been scared away.
Yeah, so scare 就是吓别人嘛，所以 scare away 就是把你吓走的意思。从字面看就很清楚它的意思。所以这些观光的人群可能会吓跑当地的野生动物，也会损坏古老建筑跟自然景点。
Mm-hmm. So another factor is, in cities, many apartments become homestays, like Airbnb. Mm-hmm. This results in apartment rents increasing too high for locals to afford.Not great, yeah. So result in, this is another one of those phrases, it's like because. Something happens because of something else. So because of too much foot traffic, local sites are damaged. Another way we can say this is too much foot traffic results in local sites being damaged.
所以也就是导致的意思嘛。所以很多公寓成为 Airbnb 的寄宿家，就是这些寄宿家庭，所以公寓租金增加很高，当地人就负担不起了。And we also see too.It means more than is necessary or desirable. 像是 I was too nervous to perform well on the stage.
Right,
right. 就我太紧张无法表现好代表我们真的没有表现好、嗯、
Yeah, and make sure you use the right two. The first one is two O's, the second one is one O. Yeah, okay. So, in fact, landlords in some cities have even stopped renting apartments to locals because tourists will pay more. That seems a little shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a landlord, you might know this one, is a person who owns a house or apartment, but they rent it to other people for a cost, like their rental fee. Mm-hmm. If you have an apartment that you don't own, or if your family does, you likely have a landlord who takes rent from your family every month, or maybe every 6 months. Yeah. However, the landlord can use their land however they want, so they don't have to rent it to local people. So they can do it for Airbnbs, maybe they can do it as a hotel, something like that.
So they make more money from them.
Yeah, of course, because people are willing to pay more if they're traveling.
好，那我们看一下 landlord 就是房东的意思。So it's not always good to have that many tourists in a particular place.
No, not at all.
Yeah. Okay, so that's pretty much what we have for today.
Yeah, so that means that we're going to go right to our For You chat question, and then we'll go to day two.
For You chat.
Okay, so our for you question for today is, what's the worst place you've ever gone on vacation and what was bad about it?
Well, I've heard about some places that people have gone to that they would never go back. Personally, I don't have any of those, but I've had some bad experiences on vacation in different places. So like when I went to Korea the first time, I had to fly back to Japan from Busan and I ran out of money. So I couldn't, I got in at like 1 a.m. from my bus. I had nowhere to go. So I went to a PC room, rented a PC and slept on the keyboard. That was pretty adventurous. And then I had McDonald's for breakfast and then I caught my plane. Yeah.
You still had McDonald's for breakfast. That means you still have money for that.
I had maybe like $2.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I went back to Japan and I had
afford
nothing.
A burger.
Yeah, you know. So that was my maybe most adventurous experience. Maybe not the worst, but I think it was
kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Sometimes if you do things you don't expect, you actually have more fun. Yeah, so if you guys have any places that you've gone to vacation that are really bad or had a bad experience on vacation, talk about it with your classmates or your friends. And we are going to see you tomorrow for talking about more over tourism in day two. Bye-bye!
Bye!
The challenges of over tourism. Most people think travel is a fun and enjoyable activity.We go on vacations not only to take a break from our daily responsibilities, but to experience another country's culture. Tourism has brought income to popular spots, as well as helped pay for the repair of some historic sites. However, it's a mistake to think that the industry only brings advantages. For decades, tourism has been increasing at a rapid rate,often leading to too many visitors in specific locations. In many places, over-tourism is causing more problems than benefits. One serious problem includes tourists not being able to gain entrance to sites due to crowds or traffic. Additionally, most of the negative effects of over-tourism affect local environments and economies.Crowds may scare away local wild animals, and too much foot traffic may damage ancient structures or natural sites. In cities, many apartments become homestays like Airbnb. This results in apartment rents increasing too high for locals to afford. In fact, landlords in some cities have even stopped renting apartments to locals because tourists will pay more.
Vocabulary review. Enjoyable. Our nice, enjoyable day at the park was ruined when it started to rain. Responsibility. Being a country's president is probably the biggest responsibility a person could have. Tourism.Palau and Macau both depend on tourism for much of their income. Location. The old city hall used to be at this location, but now the building is used as a shopping mall. Benefit. One benefit of studying at a library is that it is always quiet. Additionally, you must write a story for homework. Additionally, you must read it to the class next week.